So Victoria Nuland is now making the media rounds and demanding that the Biden administration allow Zelensky to use U.S. weapons to strike deep within Russian territory, saying that Ukraine needs to take out Russia's, you know, energy infrastructure and power infrastructure and strike Russian cities and military bases deep within Russia. And the U.S. hasn't wanted to allow its weapons to be used that way because, of course, well, that would mean the U.S. is directly complicit in the, you know, the deaths and the destruction being carried out from U.S. weapons. And so far, the U.S. has told Ukraine that you can only use our weapons to take the Donbass territory that was considered Ukraine proper before the Russian special military operation in, you know, that began February of 2022. So this is an escalation. Victoria Nuland is pretty much the escalation queen. I mean, she's also kind of like the queen of death, but her entire career, which spans multiple presidents, has always been about escalation. You know, like kill more people, bomb more countries, assassinate more leaders. I mean, anything. She is the embodiment of everything that is evil and nefarious about the U.S. empire, by the way. You want to talk about a deep state, it doesn't get any deeper and uglier than Victoria Nuland. So, of course, Russia has already said that if Zelensky uses U.S. weapons to strike targets deep within Russia, or U.K. weapons, by the way, then Russia will consider the U.S. and the U.K. to be actively involved in war against Russia, which is kind of borderline right there right now anyway. But if those weapons start being used deep within Russia, then that's a red line. You cross that red line, Russia has promised to then consider U.S. and U.K. targets in their own countries to be legitimate military targets. Because after all, if the U.S. weapons and targeting systems and all the U.S. military personnel that are running those targeting systems, if those are being used to strike targets deep within Russia, well, then Russia is going to say we can use our missiles to strike targets deep within the United States or the U.K. to just start bombing, you know, Washington, D.C. and London and what have you. New York City, I don't know. So in other words, Victoria Nuland is trying to push us into World War III. And interestingly, there have been a number of members of Congress in the U.S. who have also sent a letter. I think they sent it to the Biden administration or the Pentagon. No, it was to the Pentagon chief. Lord Austin, as I call him. Lord Austin. They sent him a letter and said that you got to let Ukraine use U.S. weapons to strike targets deep within Russia, just like Victoria Nuland said. So here we have all this pressure on the Pentagon to start World War III. And remember why World War III is necessary for the Biden administration. They need an excuse to cancel elections. They need a reason to crack down domestically on the American people. They need a big emergency to print more money. And they also need a cover story for the collapse of the dollar that is imminent because of all the fiat currency debt printing. And war with Russia accomplishes all of that. So this is why war is being ginned up. The provocations are, you know, inescapable at this point. So because there's all this political pressure, it seems increasingly likely that this permission will actually be granted. And then we're going to see Russia reacting with whatever missile launches it decides to put out there. That might be more Iskander missiles or medium-range missiles, for example, striking targets in Western Europe. Maybe not with nuclear weapons at first, perhaps. Maybe thermobaric weapon systems. But it's not difficult to see how this escalates very quickly into a nuclear exchange. And remember, when it comes to nuclear exchanges, Russia has more nuclear weapons than any other nation in the world. Not only a greater number, but the best technology in nuclear weapons. They've got the hypersonic glide vehicles, the reentry vehicles that come out of the nose cones of the ICBMs. They've got the Sarmat II missile system, that is now reportedly being deployed, at least in small quantities. And they've got some kind of new stealth ICBM that they tested recently, which is not yet in deployment, you know, real-world production. But it has apparently undergone a successful test, and I don't know what technology it has, but it sounds like it's tech that would enable it to evade detection by the West. And the West's anti-air defense systems are not that useful anyway. So there's really no defenses against incoming Russian hyperglide vehicles or hypersonic missiles. I would suspect, by the way, my guess is that if U.S. weapons start being used by Ukraine to destroy targets deep within Russia, I would expect that Russia would start launching Kinzhal nuclear warheads at U.S. aircraft carriers and just start taking out the U.S. Navy as a form of communication to say, just to send a message, hey, we can hit you. And, you know, you sink an aircraft carrier and message received, by the way. But it's not like Russia has to nuke New York City or something like that. They can hit a military target out in the ocean and sink an aircraft carrier, and probably they can sink it without a nuclear warhead. They can use a few Kinzhal missiles with kinetic warheads, and they could still sink a U.S. aircraft carrier. And or other ships, other naval vessels, destroyers, or what have you. That's probably coming. And once that happens, then the world will see how weak the U.S. Navy actually is. And then it's pretty much over for the U.S. empire, pretty much over for the dollar. All the other countries will join the BRICS nations, and they'll start trading in non-dollar currencies, and more and more countries will refuse to trade with the West, and all the Western countries will suffer an economic and military collapse. So that's what Victoria Nuland is actually pushing us into, is a collapse of the West, and as well as the U.S. Congress, of course, because they're almost all traitors. You know, this is where things are headed. So prepare accordingly. That's what I say. Prepare accordingly. Be ready with your backup supplies of, you know, food and gold and emergency medicine and backup communications and all the things that matter, because you're going to need all those things. And tune in to my channel on Brighteon.com. It's called HR Report. If you want to hear more interviews and analysis and daily broadcasts covering all these topics, and check out my articles and interviews at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. God bless America. Pray for our safety, and pray that Victoria Nuland does not succeed in her mission to start World War III. Take care.
We've got several high-demand products that are finally back in stock at our online store, healthrangerstore.com. Let me show a few of these. We've got pea protein back in stock. That's the only protein that we have in stock currently. It's very difficult in the supply chain right now, but we've got pea protein back in stock, all laboratory tested, of course, certified organic. We have our golden milk drink mix, which has turmeric and ginger. It's absolutely delicious, has amazing support for your health. Check that out, golden milk. The blueberry vanilla pancake mix is back in stock with, of course, real blueberries, not artificial. We have the pine needle nasal spray back in stock and Manuka honey. And on top of that, and by the way, that Manuka honey is laboratory certified and it's from Australia. We've also got laundry detergent back in stock. And that's not going to last very long because, of course, we have laundry detergent that has no synthetic fragrances, no harsh chemicals, and yet it still works. It's very clean. It's good for the environment as well as good for your own health, and it's good to have it on your skin in terms of, you know, washing your clothes in it. So it won't last long. I think we only have fewer than 1,000 units in stock. It's I'm telling you, the supply chains are difficult to work with these days. So when we get these products back in stock, we usually don't have the quantity that we want, and they sell out pretty quickly. So check all this out at healthrangerstore.com, plus many other products that will benefit your health and your life. If you go to healthrangerstore.com, you'll see some of what we have, like this collagen peptide chocolate coconut drink mix. It's very delicious. We're getting a lot of rave reviews about that. We have organic bee pollen, as you can see, the mini bucket of organic blueberry vanilla pancake mix. It's excellent storable food, and many other items here Just go to our store, healthrangerstore.com, check them out. And remember that every purchase helps support our efforts to bring you intriguing interviews and information, as well as helping us build the infrastructure of human freedom through the free tools like Brighteon.ai and Brighteon.io, free tools that we're giving back to you in order to exercise your free speech and preserve human knowledge through our AI language model projects that are non-commercial, free of charge, open source. Those are available at Brighteon.ai, and all of it is funded by your support of our store, healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. Take care.